From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Mr. Assad told the French news agency that his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said that he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that, quote, we will stop fighting terrorism. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. At the State Department, spokesman Mark Toner said the Syrian leader has to know there is no military solution to his country's civil war.
All we're looking at, if the Syrian regime continues the fighting, is more bloodshed, more hardship, and frankly, a greater hardening of positions on either side.
Assad's statement came just hours after more than a dozen nations meeting in Syria announced a plan for cessation of hostilities in the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the ceasefire is set to start next week.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Meanwhile, Syrian government and Russian airstrikes continued and have targeted opposition groups, particularly around the northwestern city of Aleppo. Russia, for its part, says that it only targets extremist groups. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees warns the measures will not stop people from coming to Europe in search of a safe haven.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees of migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Friday with the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, after the Western Military Alliance, and the United States announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. The United States is to quadruple military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. As NATO increases troops on rotation and training, stockpiles military hardware and arms, and forms a rapid reaction force. Russia has called NATO's moves a threat to stability in Europe. Pope Francis and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity Friday after their historic meeting to heal the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, and Patriarch Kirill embraced and kissed each other three times on the cheek as they began a two-hour meeting at Jose Marti International Airport in Havana. The declaration says, "We hope our meeting contributes to the reestablishment of this unity wished for by God." The two branches of Christianity split in the Great Schism of 1054 over differences on theology and papal authority. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed tough new sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions target those who do business or supply money to North Korea and are a result of Pyongyang's recent moves to test its missile program and its recent claim to have detonated a hydrogen bomb. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might cut a deal to cut production. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow were up about 2%, while the NASDAQ rose 1.4%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News, and I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.